Thanks, Charlie. Now that the Zika virus is in Florida, everyone's trying to avoid mosquitoes. But some people are equally concerned about the mosquito repellents being sprayed over some neighborhoods. And in places that aren't being sprayed, people are debating whether to apply it themselves. We'll find out what the EPA says after this from Charlie. The go-to mosquito repellent these days is DEET, but it's a serious chemical, and some pregnant women wonder whether it could be as dangerous to their babies as Zika. Dana Vogel is the head of the EPA division that examines the health effects of pesticides.
What we found for DEET is there is no sensitivity, extra sensitivity for pregnant women or for children from exposure to DEET.
Of course, those findings are based on testing pesticides on animals, not humans, and some people have trouble trusting the results. But Vogel says in the one study that did look at pregnant women during the second and third trimesters, a daily treatment of 20% DEET proved safe for both mother and baby.
No products put on the market unless a safety evaluation is done and it's found to be safe. Having been pregnant at one point in time, I would use a repellent. I know that they're definitely safe for use as I've participated in the reviews of them.
So, which repellent do you choose? CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it depends on how many times you want to apply it.
DEET-based products come in concentrations that range from 5 to 100%. A higher number doesn't mean a product will work better. It means it will last longer. 5% DEET lasts about an hour, while 30% DEET lasts up to 8 hours.
But here's the bottom line.
Whatever repellent you use, you've got to read the label carefully and follow those directions.
Yes, there's plenty of advice out there, but you have to actually follow it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.